1, XZO. Listening.
KC2WI.
Okay, this is KC2WI, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. My name is Pete, the net's held every evening 9 p.m. on the Boonville Amateur Radio Club repeater, 146.655 megahertz, no PL. The repeater is located 2.5 miles southwest of Jackson on Jackson, southwest of Boonville on Jackson Hill. This is an informal net. All interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. Can break the net at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Over. Hearing none, are there any battery-powered, portable, or mobile stations? Over. Okay, nothing heard. Are there any Echolink stations? Over.
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James, checking in through Echolink from Oneonta, New York. And Pete, I believe there is one more station in here with us.
AD2FPM, recognize anyone else? If there is another station, there's some issue, you're not coming in, we'll try again later. KD2FPM, go ahead.
All right, yeah, good evening, Pete, everyone else on board KD2FPM out here in Oneonta. And, Pete, I believe it's our friend Sean from over in Massachusetts coming through his node into our system here, so it might take him a half a second to get everything linked up. I got 74 degrees on the outside, just partly cloudy skies. We got missed by the storms that passed through to our north and probably your south. So actually, all in all, pretty decent day. Had a high of 84 and was mostly sunny for the most part, so no complaints whatsoever. I am hearing a front coming through, I believe, on Thursday. I want to say Wednesday into Thursday time frame that will bring us a little bit of a taste of fall. So that'll only be here for a few days. By probably Saturday, that air mass will move out and we'll see it. Week. So with that, I will say 7-3, KD2FPM, back to net control.
Unfortunately, we didn't see any rain, which was I was looking forward to maybe cool things down a little bit, and more clouds, and totally different than what the forecast looked like earlier, it was hot and muggy, 85 degrees. It was like 83 most of the day. Never really cooled off. It's 75 now. Another don't believe the weather day, and I guess I should have learned my lesson and just gone and not and done what I was going to do. But I tried to get work done here, but I did some things that were, you know, not really important but were on the list and have been bugging me. But so better than nothing, but I was really thinking, oh, we're going to get a little relief. It's going to get really cloudy. It never did. It was always hazy sunshine, and it was pretty hot. And I kept trying to get out, go for a swim. I was just going to maybe do that this evening and swap vehicles for my trip. And then I got a call from Ray, and I'm still in the car selection mode, and what do I want to spend money on or not spend money on. And I still don't know. But anyway, the little cooler temperatures are going to be a nice relief for having to work. The only negative I can say at all about it is that, with the days being shorter, that once the water starts cooling off, it doesn't take too many days of cool weather, and especially if you get a cold rain, you never get recovery of the water temperature to be pleasant swimming again. It's more like brisk swimming, and you do it because the sun's out and it's hot, and you know that the days are numbered when you can do it at all. So anyway, that's what happened here. Not even a hint of rain. Not even a hint. Nothing really on the radar that even came close and all that. This is KC2WI, and this is the Black River Valley Service Net, and we're looking for, we'll take any station anywhere, over.
Answer PFM, good evening, Pete.
WATU. Okay, N2PFM and WA2U, George knows all the hassles with old cars and why you would want to get rid of them if you can, and especially when they break and leave you stranded halfway between where you're going and where you came from, and it's, very inconvenient, which is the first time it's actually happened to me, and it's time. Anyway, N2PFM, go ahead.
Yes, good evening, Pete. Hey, everybody else on the net. I feel you on that. I know exactly what you mean. That's why, for one thing, I don't take this thing far away or anything anymore, for sure. Okay, we got a temperature here on the mountainside of 73 degrees after a range today of 63 to 81. And around 2 o'clock, it did get dark for a little while, and I thought we were going to get some rain or thunderstorms. However, of course, that did not happen. The sun suddenly politely came right out again. And then I thought about an hour or two ago, it was getting darker early, and around 6 o'clock or so, and I said, oh, gee, maybe we're going to get some rain. No such luck. The sun came right back out again. So that was the situation there, and did some work in the containers today, and that's about the size of it. So we'll say God bless, 73s, and take care, and I'll be looking forward to that cool weather, Kevin James, for sure, and to PFM clear.
Yeah, okay, well, I think it's Wednesday, Thursday maybe. It's going to be like 67 for the high, but it's going back up, and by the end of the weekend or Labor Day, it's back to 81. But who knows how long this is going to last. I think it's going to be this way for a while. WA2U, go ahead.
WA2U, well, good evening to everyone on frequency and those out there listening. A 68 degrees at the northeast end of Hinckley Reservoir. And we had some rain a few hours ago, I believe it was. Really came down. In fact, I heard a couple claps of thunder, and I disconnected a few things, and I'll remember to plug things back in tomorrow. Wonder why they're not working. But anyways, the garden got a little bit of a deluge, which was certainly needed. Had a good evening last night. Listened to a lot of music and tunes. Pete, I believe tomorrow, I don't know, I think it's tomorrow, you're on your way to Syracuse. Maybe it's another Monday, but I think you mentioned something about that, or you're in the deciding mode, I guess, but considering weather and things of that nature. I know they had some concerts going on there. I think Bruce Hornsby and the Noisemakers are somewhere in town today. It was mentioned on, they were mentioned on the Blue Moon Cafe this morning on TK99. But anyway, yeah, we rely on, we got the computer, so we can check the Doppler, and I often check, I can listen to, I don't know, 3 or 4 NOAA weather stations. In fact, they're all in the radio. The radio comes nowadays with the NOAA stations in there. You can put the alert on, and you're all set for that. So sometimes more frequently. I hate to disable it because then I'll end up missing a storm. And I remember the one time that we were monitoring, I had the repeater, my repeater in Clay, and the weather radio was going off, and the moon was out and everything, and that was for the Labor Day storm. I told the kids to get inside, batten down the hats as we closed up the trailer, had a pop-up trailer then in the backyard, and they couldn't believe it. The moon's out, it's a beautiful thing, and a little bit later after that, we all know what happened, so it's always good to heed the warnings with, I don't know how many weather radios we have. We've got some here, actual walkie-talkies that have weather radio built into them, so. Anyways, people, turn it back over to you. Yeah, Adventures of Cars. They're, I guess the house is a money pit, they call it, and the car is right in line with that WATU. Back to that.
Yeah, well, it got dark a couple of times when I said, oh, good, here it is, it's going to get cloudy, it's going to cool off, or it's going to stabilize at least, and then cool off, and yeah, it never happened here. And I think it, you know, they're still saying possibly, but I wouldn't bet on it. I wouldn't bet on it, given the way the things have gone today. Well, no, I definitely wouldn't bet on it because now the weather underground, there's nothing indicating, you know, the clouds are going down and it's down to 15%, so we're just not going to get any rain here. We're just not going to get it. And I don't know, it's too bad here. We did get some, and things are not really dry now here. So it's not the worst thing in terms of, you know, things really dry. But I think it would have been good to get because we're not going to get any the rest of the week either. You know, it's going to be cloudy maybe on Wednesday and little chance. But and there is a phone, so let me pick that up. It's either my father or it's Ray discussing cars again. And so if anybody else is out there, stand by.
Net Control, here is KC1FZO, Sean in West Yarmouth, Massachusetts. My radio basically died, so I had to quickly switch over to Echolink on the phone to check in real quick. But I just wanted to check in and out real quick, just letting you know that I'm here, that I'm listening. And other than that, have a good day, and I will catch you later. KC1FZO, back to Net Control.
Okay, KC1FZO, KC2WI. Okay, very good. If you have anything else to add here, come on back in and we'll make another call, and then I'm going to call my dad back here. Go ahead.
KC2NBU, one more for the count.
KC2NBU, go ahead.
We still have 73 degrees here. I do have a little bit of a breeze. Don't know what it got up to today, but it got pretty oppressive. So, just getting ready to call it a night. Got my auction sheets all done, and I'm doing up a new list for tomorrow.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. It did get pretty oppressive here. I was in the house mostly, which made it even worse than being out in the yard in the shade anyway. Wasn't much of a breeze blowing through the house, that's for sure. And it's not going to get too cool tonight, but Monday night it's dropping down to 55. Who knows? I don't think you can believe any of these forecasts for more than 6 hours the way things have been going. But tomorrow it looks like 75, it says here. So we'll see if that really happens. And we need a little bit of a break, especially if you're working out at the lake or something, it's okay.
All right, thanks, Ray, for checking in. This is KC2WI. This is the Black River Valley Service Net. Any additional check-ins? Over.
This is November 2, Lima, Bravo, Tango.
N2LBT. And did you guys get a lot of rain up there? Let's see, Sunday, Friday night. Did you get a lot of rain?
I'm having trouble remembering which night was which. It's been raining constantly. My sump pump's been working overtime for the last 2 weeks. We have enough. We're all set with rain here.
Okay, well, it didn't rain here. It was a nice day on Friday, real nice day, and I went up in the late morning until the mid-afternoon. I took a break and I went up to the Moose River and went for a swim and walked up the river and stuff like that. And it was quite a nice, enjoyable outing. And it wasn't too hot, you know, between being in the water and the breeze. And so when my plans changed because of vehicle availability not being quite fixed on Saturday, I said, okay, well, why fight it? I'll do a little work, and instead of going up to the Adirondacks, I'm just going to go back there because that was fun. And I'll walk around a couple different places and go swimming. And when I went back Saturday, the Moose River was 3 feet higher than Friday. I mean, an unbelievable difference. And it's so high that where there's normally, you know, sort of waterfalls, there's just rapids. I mean, it's unbelievable. And so, and I couldn't believe that, you know, no hint of anything here. It seemed like it must have had to rain all night or something to dump that much water in. And then Sean, KC2QXG, I talked to him. He went up to his camp. And I said, how's Otter Creek? And he said, well, I haven't been down there, but I can hear the water over the beaver dam, and that means it's pretty high. So, and that's, Big Otter Lake is not that far east, really. It's maybe 10 miles from where he is. There's a road that goes diagonally south, southeast from there to Thendera, and that's 9 miles, I think. And I didn't ever get to go look at the Independence, but you must have had a lot of rain that we just didn't have, because the Black River's high, and the Moose River is up over the pilings of the old railroad thing here. But you never would have, thought it from just being here. And my father said they didn't have any rain in Lake Pleasant, and this morning K2LML said he's on Oxbow Lake. He said it's as low as he's ever seen it, and so on. So must have been just spotty rain, and you got a lot of it. But that must have been it. Anything else this evening, Dennis?
No, thanks for the update. We were actually out of town last night, and we're back, and went down and watched the sunset through the rain clouds. It's kind of neat tonight. So it was a nice night, and right now the breeze is coming off the lake, and it feels quite nice. I'm probably going to shut the attic fan off here a little bit. It's cold right now. We'll sleep well. Get up and enjoy, hopefully, a good day tomorrow. I'll be sitting here in the office. We did some reprogramming on this radio, so we decided to put this repeater back in, because I haven't had it in a while, so we've got this on the base radio. Yesterday morning we had some enhancements, and got me interested in doing a little radio. I was hearing the Rochester machine, the 14511, out in Bristol, and they were running a net for a bike race. So I listened to the bike race for realized that the enhancement had gone on for a very long time. So, cool. Got a nice little path in that direction. So, nice to hear the net tonight, and thanks very much. We'll check in more often. This is N2LBC in Lent, New York.
Yeah, okay, Dennis. Well, yeah, we were here in the Rochester mostly, but I think John said the Rochester. But, so there was something happening there. Now I'm still looking at the radar here, the Montague radar, and it's showing some, now it's finally showing some light stuff over Tug Hill and, you know, northeast of Syracuse, but we didn't get anything yet, and so we may get a little sprinkle here, but it doesn't look like much. This is KC2WI, net control for the Black River Valley Service Net. Do we have any other check-ins or any comments? Over. KC2WI, a station trying to check in. You're not making the repeater. I just got a couple of blips there, a couple of syllables, and that's it. So you'll need to increase power or something like that. Try again. Hotel Kilo Bravo. I don't think you're really solid enough to have an intelligible transmission. You know, maybe if you're mobile or something, you can move a little bit and try it again, but it's pretty marginal. Try it once more. Okay, well, we got that you're about 50 miles away, but you're really in and out, and not quite good enough to really get what you're saying. So thanks for trying, and you know, if you got another, well, power, you need a lot more power, usually, if you can go from 5 to 50 maybe, but 40 to 60 doesn't do much usually. Alright, well, we'll stand by, and we'll see if there's any other check-ins or comments, and then if you want to try one more time, maybe whatever will change just a little bit. This is KC2WI again. Do we have any check-ins or comments for the Black River Valley Service Net? Over.
WA2U.
WA2U, go ahead.
Yeah, that's Matt trying to check in. Oh, good evening, Matt. The KD2HKB. Hotel Kilo Bravo. He's just on the, Matt, if you're hearing us, you're right under the fringe. I just recognize bits and pieces of your voice. WATU, back to that.
Okay, thanks, John. Yeah, it's really marginal. And it would, you know, if it was an emergency, we probably could, with enough repeats, get something out of it, but pretty tough. This is KC2WI. And this is the Black River Valley Service Net. We're looking for additional check-ins or comments. Over. Okay, well, various things have delayed me from doing what I was going to do tonight, so I got to put off things till the first thing in the morning, and then I have an additional stop, and I'm going to call it a night here pretty quickly myself. So everyone, thanks for checking in. And this is KC2WI now closing the REC Black River Valley Service Net, returning the repeater to other amateur use. 73 is all.
DXF, Matthew in Utica for the United County Traffic and Emergency Net. I'm going to call up in the KCQNB repeater tonight looking for stations that would like to check in with or without traffic, and all stations are welcome. Do hold traffic for WDQ. 2 ADX with you on frequency.
This is Kilo, Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James checking in from Oneonta, New York through the Echolink system. Negative. Good evening.
Acknowledge KD2FPM, Kevin via Echolink in Oneonta. Thank you, sir, for your check-in. I didn't mean to tell you, I go down there all the time, but I don't usually have my handheld with me because I'm in a work vehicle, so. This is KD2DXF Rocks. I'm looking for any participations. This is Octa. This is Octa. KD2DXF, you're not control. Making a final call for Octa, Mike. Nothing further heard. This is KD2DXF returning to control. Thank you, Kevin, for your check-in. Thank you for the beautiful amateur radio cover for the history theater.